Job. Chapter 37. At this also my heart trembles, and is moved out of its place. Hear attentively the noise of his voice, and the sound that goes out of his mouth. He directs it under the whole heaven, and his lightning unto the ends of the earth. After it a voice roars, he thunders with the voice of his excellency, and he will not restrain them when his voice is heard. God thunders marvelously with his voice, great things does he, which we cannot comprehend. For he says to the snow, Be on the earth, likewise to the gentle rain, and to the heavy rain of his strength. He seals up the hand of every man, that all men may know his work. Then the beasts go into dens, and remain in their places. Out of the south comes the whirlwind, and cold out of the north. By the breath of God ice is given, and the broad waters are frozen. Also with moisture he loads the thick cloud, he scatters his bright cloud, and it is turned around by his guidance, that they may do whatsoever he commands them upon the face of the whole earth. He causes it to come, whether for correction, or for his land, or for mercy. Hearken unto this, O Job, stand still, and consider the wondrous works of God. Do you know when God dispatched them, and caused the light of his cloud to shine? Do you know the balancings of the clouds, the wondrous works of him who is blameless in knowledge? How your garments are warm, when he quiets the earth by the south wind? Have you with him spread out the sky, which is strong, and as a molten mirror? Teach us what we shall say unto him, for we cannot order our speech because of darkness. Shall it be told him that I speak? If a man speaks, surely he shall be swallowed up. And now men cannot look on the bright light which is in the clouds, but the wind passes, and clears them. Fair weather comes out of the north, with God is us in majesty. As for the Almighty, we cannot find him out, he is excellent in power, and in judgment, and in abundant justice, he will not afflict. Men do therefore fear him, he respects not any that are wise of heart.